Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment, Serial Data, and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello, and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have a great show planned for you. I hope you've had a wonderful 4th of July. Remember to go to heathermcdonald.net and join Patreon for all the best juice. You'll hear all about the fun things I'm doing this summer that I can't say right now. And it's going to get real juicy. And right now, for a classic person who has always brought the Hollywood juice, please welcome Perez Hilton. Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. We are going to get into it. I have the world famous Perez Hilton, his co-host and partner, Chris Booker. You guys have an amazing podcast, an amazing website. Of course, I followed you forever. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm a little nervous.
Why?
Because this is the first interview that he and I have ever done together.
Sitting in person?
No, together.
I mean, he's interviewed me before,
okay.
But this is the first time we've ever done one as a unit.
Right.
Okay.
And he's fearful. He thinks I'm just going to be a big dick, and I'm just going to shut everybody down.
Or, like, insecure, right? So he'll feel the need to put on a show, whereas...
No, I won't.
I'm crazy.
You're
I don't
constant
have to bring
show.
The crazy.
You're
exactly.
a constant show.
I don't have to put on the show. I am the show. You don't have to put on the show either, so just
what
be
What show
you.
Am I going to put
just
on?
Just be you.
I'm going to be me.
All right.
Well, let's get into it.
Let's
you
into
are
it.
The king of the bloggers.
Yes.
Your Instagram, you post so much with so many stories and links.
It's exhausting.
I mean, you really, you know, and then of course you then I guess pick the best parts for your podcast. But like, where do you get all your information?
I mean, recently, not this story, but another
I have a story up right now just about Tori Spelling.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that in a minute, but go ahead.
But, DMs is a great way. But I'm not like an anonymous
you're not like the Dubois
blind item.
Blind item
site.
Yes.
I was able to see, wow, this person said that Tori Spelling's husband just publicly shared the news that their 15-year-old is trans.
Right. I did that story on...
But there was video with it.
Okay.
So if it would have just been hearsay...
Exactly.
I wouldn't have posted that. I know Tori, so I could have reached out to her and said, hey, I heard this happened in public. Is this true? I don't hate, you know, the blind item sites.
I don't either.
But I don't love them either.
I talk about it a lot because, like... I think it's fun. I like it. I think it's interesting. A lot of my people really follow it.
You just got to take it all with a grain of salt,
well,
as they say.
Well, it's probably about one third it ends up being true.
Yeah.
But the thing that gets me is just that, like, anybody can say, you know, I saw Heather McDonald yelling at her son at Target saying, you know, I'm not paying for your college next year.
I should send a fake item in about me.
We've thought of that.
We should do that.
Like,
I don't think they've ever mentioned me on like the Dumois site.
Yeah. But then it's like, you got to do one that will get a little traction.
Yeah.
And then you're like, do you really want to? But the thing is that you put something out there about yourself that's juicy enough to get traction. And then when you're like, surprise, I did it myself. The story's 3 days old. And then no one does the retraction or everything. And now for the rest of your life, they thought that you did this awful thing.
We're living in such a rapidly changing time. And I don't want to attribute it all to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, but that has caused a seismic shift, not just in celebrity world and news, but in the mainstream world as well. And the people that operate that Dumois site have been outed, so we know their identities now. I hope it doesn't happen. I honestly wish the best for people, but it would not shock me if sometime in the near future somebody sues them because now they know who to sue for defamation. I have a feeling post Johnny Depp, there's going to be so many defamation lawsuits. Like Britney Spears' father, I'm sure privately he's already threatening to sue her for defamation for the things that she will write about in her upcoming memoir.
And really that's going to be awful. Do you think the book's ever going to get done?
Yes. If you pay her $15 million.
Well, are you going over to type it?
Do you think she's going to write it herself? No. Did I write my memoir myself? No.
I know, but I'm saying, could you think someone can get her to stop spinning down on the couch and get some story? Yes.
This is exclusive. I can't believe I've never shared this before. I'm such a dork.
Mark it down.
I know. I should have done it on my podcast, but you're getting the exclusive.
Thank you.
Because it made my brain think of it. I do think the Britney Spears memoir will come out. I forget the name of the publishing company, but one of these big New York publishers offered Lindsay Lohan a lot of money. They gave her.
Three, four years
ago.
Okay.
Within the not so distant past.
Okay.
Not super recently, but a few years ago, they offered her, I think, $1 million+. I forget the exact amount. I heard from a source in publishing, because I know a lot of people. She failed to meet all her deadlines. The book never came out. I don't know how that got resolved, if she had to give them the money back or what. Or maybe it will eventually come out. But yeah, there was supposed to be a Lindsay Lohan memoir that never materialized.
I know people who have also been hired to help a celebrity do it. And sometimes it hasn't come out because they do the whole book. And then they're like, well, actually, we decided this isn't good for her brand. Or whatever. But, you know, it doesn't really matter. You got paid as the ghostwriter.
But is anyone overseeing Britney?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if anyone is. Sam's going to leave the gym
to
make sure that the writer comes and has her sit down and tell a couple stories before she...
Well, I don't think that there's a deadline that's super urgent. Like, it has to be out later this year. So...
Reading all the Instagrams and stuff, I'm just saying, like, of course, if the book comes out, I'm going to be the first one to read it, okay? I will buy it and read it.
I'll need the audio version.
I will do...
I can listen to it in the car.
You'll need the clips of the juicy parts.
But, like, you know how, like, people will write their memoirs, and I'm a big read a lot of people's memoirs, and sometimes I'm like... All right, this is juicy. This person was a heroin addict, sold their body, was on One Day at a Time.
Been so
whatever.
Much with Britney.
But then what? No, but I'm saying other people. And I'm reading this, and they tell these elaborate stories of what happened when they're on a 4-day binge, and they and I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You're on a 4-day heroin binge. How do you even know what happened? Like, how? I'm just saying, I'm now some heroin addict who's a juicy scooper is going to be, I remember everything. Okay, I'm just saying.
I thankfully don't know.
And I'm not saying that Britney is a heroin addict or anything, but I'm saying, like, she in a place to, like, really remember everything that went on to really explain it and tell it? I hope so. I want to hear all about it.
Is she going to remember it accurately?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Do you rewrite history?
Yes.
But you can't. I mean, if you're a publisher and you take on being the publisher, everything has to be fact-checked if you're going to include another person.
Okay.
If not, they won't release it.
Yes. But
that's why I don't think it'll ever come out.
For those 13 years that she was in the conservatorship, we don't know what happened. We know what happened when the ambulance came to her house. We know what happened when she took the umbrella and shaved her head. We know what happened in the last 2 years. But
here's how we
could
know.
So it will be her account of, like, living in Vegas, the dad being like, her saying, the brother didn't let me have a Jack and Coke after the show. Nobody let me get a massage. Like, we'll get that, I guess.
I do think that a lot, obviously not everything that happened during her father's tyrannical reign, we will know or has been known. But I think a lot of the things that happened to her or the operating rules of how Britney is supposed to go day to day, a lot of that was written down. A lot of that was submitted to the court. Understandably, sealed and private information.
So they're like diaries.
But
if Britney wanted to,
she could petition the court, I want to unseal these records. I want to make these private records public.
That would be good.
Then she could do that and also include that in her book that would be, you know, fact-checked it by
more
the public
accurate,
court
yeah.
system.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like when they sent her, allegedly, against her will, not that long ago, to that one mental health place that she said she was forced to do therapy for, like, I forget, 12 hours a day or something like that, and she hated it, and she's been through a lot.
Yes.
But I think she's happy now. She's at least happy-ish. As happy as she can be considering everything that happened to her.
Yes. No, I mean, I'm glad she got married. And, you know, what did you think of the prenup?
We talked about this on our podcast. You know, the prenup news was very clever spin.
It was like, hey, don't worry about me. I'm not taking any money from her. But what I said was, from what I read the prenup to be, everything she had before the wedding
is hers. Yes.
Which is normal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you're just a cute couple, okay, and you're just young and you owned a house for $1 million and you get married and you're like, this house is mine, it's paid off, and then anything we make together, you get half of.
Exactly.
Except being a famous person, especially her that has a catalog of music.
Right.
Like, if she writes this book, why should he get half? If she, you know, does a Christmas special of her best songs, why should he get half? I'm saying it's not like they're building a bagel shop together.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a little different.
Right.
He thinks that a prenup can trump anything.
Sure.
I don't know if
you make it.
You're not a lawyer. I'm not either.
But that's why you have a prenup. So you put together everything that she just laid out. Well, I made this music before. Why would you be making publishing on this music in 10 years from now?
And it might be in there.
It's just business. It's just business. And it'll all be hashed out.
If you pay attention to her fiancé, and I do, he is thirsty for money, which I view as a good thing. Like, he's hungry to work, so he'll do brand deals. He was streaming on this, online app that I did for a bit as well, because they were paying him.
Okay.
We don't need to mention them, because who cares?
No, he did the, he's, you know, wants
he's
to be an
He's doing
actor.
All these
he's
things.
Doing some acting
in addition
bits.
To acting, he'll take money this way, that way, and the other.
Interesting.
It shows me that he needs money or wants it, because he's not relying
on Brittany. It's not carte blanche. Yeah, it's
exactly.
Not like he's, yeah. No,
he's not mooching.
Yeah.
Mooching. He's only getting it because he's with Brittany.
But he's not asking her to, if he wants to go do something or the other, he's not having to get into her bank account.
What you're saying is
he wants his own money.
He's not
well.
In her wallet.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
but everything
just,
he does is
just,
because of
just
her.
Like a, but just like a pretty girl, okay, that marries a, let's say, successful sports star. She starts getting followers. She becomes an influencer. Now she has brand deals. You know, did it help that she married and was in the, at Super Bowl and, met some other powerful people? I feel that the same for him. He's a good-looking guy. He's can act. He's done enough stuff.
He could
and
have been an influencer on his own, because all these fitness influencers in Los Angeles have large followings and make their money. And he was a trainer before he was Mr. Brittany.
Right. And now, of course, he has a lot of followers because she's tagged him and whatnot. So, I think that's good that he's doing those things and he is taking these parts and he wants to make a name for himself.
He has been with her longer than any other relationship.
Yeah.
Longer than her husband and father of her children, Kevin Federline, longer than Justin Timberlake. They've been together almost 6 years.
And then people are like, why does he let her roll around in the sand and naked and wear the same?
Because it makes her happy.
But exactly. I'm like, well, you guys all wanted
her
not to
this
be controlled.
Let her? Yeah.
Like, this is her thing. Like, he's smart enough to know, I'm not going to be the guy that says, you know what, these brown pumps need to go.
Although I do think about that and it worries me. I'm like, I wonder if he's constantly on eggshells, like afraid to be somebody to tell her the truth. If she needs to hear no sometimes, he doesn't tell her no, because that might piss Brittany off and then he'll be cut out.
Well, someone asked me, they said, Heather, please figure out why she didn't have better hair and makeup on her wedding.
I thought she looked good.
She looked fine.
I couldn't see any visible extensions.
Okay, but I think it's exactly this. The few people around her, they're like, hey, do you want me to bring in a makeup artist or hair person? And she's like, no, I'm good.
No,
and
no, no.
Like, okay.
She had one of the best makeup artists, Charlotte Tilbury. I'll tell
I
you the real.
That she just used the products.
Oh, but I'll tell you the real reason. I thought it was actually Charlotte Tilbury that did Britney's makeup, but I could be wrong.
Someone will correct us, I'm sure.
From what I understand, those close to her is that for a myriad of reasons, she And I'm not going to diagnose her with anything, but she just can't sit still for long periods of time. And if you want movie star hair and makeup, that takes hours.
Right.
And Brittany does not choose to sit for that long.
That's what I totally think. That's exactly, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so is Tori and Dean divorcing or what?
Well, I read they're not going to divorce anytime soon because it's expensive. Lawyer fees and then what she might have to pay him. So they're happy with the status quo for the time being.
Of just not really being a couple but staying married, which I can totally understand.
Yeah. And actually, he recently is still doing some acting, but I think he's had like a normal job too. I think he opened a boxing gym.
Oh, okay.
And he's involved in that.
In Canada or here?
In California.
Oh, okay.
In the valley somewhere. Diversify. You got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so your thing was that she snubbed him because she hung out with Lance and Michael, Lance Bass.
Well, she snubbed him publicly, but we live in such a performative world that if Tori Spelling wishes gay dad Lance Bass a happy Father's Day and not her baby daddy and husband, then people read into that.
And she wants us to talk about it. I think she wants us to talk about it. I like her. I've met her.
I like her,
and
too.
I've been like, what's the deal? And she's just like, you know, like, so I kind
she
of
won't
feel.
Talk about it,
yeah, so I feel like, no, I don't think they're like madly in love. I think they're a couple that have been together 15 years, but I think they're kind of like, whatever. You're like, that one day that you remember the paparazzi caught her. And she's like on the phone yelling, and she had this legal pad and like written on it
was
like child support.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, Tori. That was so set up. Right. Like, I love you, girl. I don't blame it.
That was a Spencer and Heidi moment.
That was so 2006. Like, so set up. I was like, come on.
Do you have a theory as to why her late father, Aaron Spelling, truly left her nearly nothing of his $100+ million empire?
My theory was that someday, at some whatever age, 45, 50, he would acquiesce to everything and say, you could finally have the money. I never believed he was going to completely cut her out for her.
But he did.
But he has. He seemingly has. Like, he had such disdain for her, and I just do not.
No.
He must have.
No.
He must have.
This is what happened.
His wife, Candy, got in his ear.
Listen, if I died, okay, my husband, who's the father of my kids, he gets everything until he dies. My kids don't get something.
But
so
you
saying,
and I don't have Spelling
thank
money.
Thank you. And I was just going to say, this is a different kind of money, though.
Yeah.
I know. But her mom, Candy, has been the mom. She's not the second wife. She's not the stepmother.
Right.
So in doing all this stuff, the mother was always there. And I think she was.
But he should have known.
Right.
What kind of a woman Candy Spelling was.
I don't
was.
Think he did. I think he was madly
Clearly.
In love with her. And I think he acquiesced to her decorating the house, doing all these things.
Yeah.
She was a younger wife for him, but she is the mother of both the kids. I just think it was, they did get a little bit, which to a normal person 20 years ago.
I think the brother got a lot more.
I don't think so.
No?
I remember reading the books. No, he's like a life coach in Oregon.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
He should have just set up a yearly stipend for the kids. Like every year you each get $300,000 or whatever it is.
Well, I was talking to someone, I won't say his name, but he's, you know, has a lot of money and he's like a media person.
Oh, I have
person.
Another scoop for you, but go
okay,
ahead.
A media person. And we were kind of talking about this, and his wife is the mother of his three kids and his only wife. And he said, oh, hell no. I have a separate thing for all my kids. I'm not going to die. Let her marry someone else and not. And I was like
smart.
To me, being just old fashioned married lady, I didn't really think that, like, you know, but, you know, I think more people are thinking that, like, do I want the stepdad or the stepchildren for the money that I left for my kids to have my wife be in charge of it, take care of those kids, or that wedding comes first. And so people
that.
Need to think more about not just leaving it all to the living spouse.
That's why I will never marry unless I marry up. Somebody with more money.
Yes, because you have three kids.
Yes. So here's the scoop. I know Tori. I know Dean. I know a ton of their friends. So somebody in Spelling Land told me that contrary to what Candy Spelling has put out there, that Candy does not pay for the private schooling of her grandchildren. So clearly somebody's lying.
They go to public school now, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That's why she put public them in school. In Hidden Hills, because the schools are kind of good. She's tried different stuff for them. She's, you know, like any parent, not every school works for every child. And she's got five kids.
Yeah.
But
there's so
they
much
have,
money.
They have had moments where they've
there's
gotten
so
to
much
get,
money,
they
though.
Have had moments where they've gotten together and had fun and all this. But she's not suffering, you guys. She's in Hidden Hills. The kids are fine. So
she does a lot of work. Yes, she had
right. The house is probably paid
she's
for.
She's got a podcast of her own.
Like I'm saying, like, it's not, it would be different if she worked at a dry cleaner and you'd be like, my God, Candy Spelling. But like,
she's not at TJ Maxx like Amber Heard.
Isn't her story kind of the story that people want it to be when you're super wealthy? Like, make your own thing. Like, you were handed a show and you did well on it and you continue to be a star for the last 30 years. Like, she's continued to stay relevant, continued to step. Like, yeah, I don't think Candy would ever let them, like, literally be homeless. But it's like Candy, like, you know, I've read that Candy thinks that she does overspend. And she does, you know, have maybe a... So maybe, look, Candy loves Tori. They have had their moments where they do get together. They do enjoy each other. But it is a weird thing.
Thankfully, my mom and I don't have that kind of relationship.
Okay, let's move on. Okay. How do you feel about the new Hulu show Kardashians? Let's just talk about Kardashians for a minute. Everything about it.
What are you looking at me?
I'll start with Kim.
Well, I don't want to do all the talking.
I was giving you
the nonverbal cue to speak.
Okay, let's just talk about Kim.
Let's talk about Kim.
I think it's so interesting, you know, famous people like Madonna and, you know, change their look. Mm-hmm. And for 10 years, she was very tan, wore braids, had a big ass. Now she's 30 pounds thinner, got rid of her ass, has blonde hair.
Chloe got rid of her ass, too.
Yes, and has the blonde hair. Both are very thin. She looks like Christine Quinn. She's dressing like Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset. She's with her boyfriend, you know, Pete Davidson, so they match. Now they have the blonde hair, they're skinny, and they match. And I just think that's interesting. Like, okay, now... That's done. We're done with the big asses. I'm so glad I never had a big ass.
My mom always
said, wait, hang on to something long enough. It'll come back in style. And my same ass is here.
She probably puts, like, she, and in a way she kind of is. It almost seems weird to say that she's on a Beyonce level, but she kind of is.
Yeah.
If you remember, I think it was an ABC interview like a decade or more ago, Beyonce gave us a peek at the warehouse where she stores all of her clothes in the archives. And Kim has that too.
Yeah.
She treats herself like Beyonce. So she's probably premeditated. All right, what's going to be my look? What am I going to do this year? Oh, I got to get rid of the butt, you know, and I've got to do this because I want to do that. And I want to start this trend. And, you know, in 10 years, she's going to become where Madonna is now, which is desperate.
No, I hope not.
So desperate. And I say that with love because I worship Madonna. She's my number one artist of all time.
See, I think in 10 years, North will be 18 or 19.
You think she'll be like Chris and a momager?
Yeah, she'll...
No.
Okay.
Because she's a lot like me.
You're right. She's, I don't know.
Kim is a lot like me in that we... love the fame game.
Okay.
We love being famous, or in my case, infamous.
Yeah.
And not everybody's cut out for it. She clearly is. Some of her sisters aren't. Actually, Kendall, I never thought would be on the new Hulu show that much, but Kylie isn't even on it that much compared to her sisters.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't love the fame game as much as Kim does.
And she doesn't have to. She didn't ask for it. She was literally born into it.
Exactly.
Like, she wasn't.
But Kim loves it. That's why she is very smart. She puts thought into everything, right? She's like, okay, I'm kind of done with my naked selfie phase.
Yes.
But in 10 years, the naked selfies are going to come back when she's in her
50s. Like Madonna.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. In 10 years' time, she's going to be what Madonna is today, like doing really cringy videos and trolling on purpose. knowing that what they're doing is dumb and stupid and dumb, but it's cheap, lazy, and effective because it'll get engagement. And at the end of the day, that's all they care about is the attention.
Here's my angle on this. They're not that fascinating to me. I'm fascinated by people that are truly fascinated by them. Like these mundane, is her ass bigger or is it smaller?
I mean, I'm fascinated by some of them because like Chloe, for example, like the decisions that she makes, like I'm just trying to, I'm fascinated on a psychological level. Like why do you do what you do?
But what decision? Like dating a basketball player over and over?
After he keeps screwing her over.
That's just people out of touch with any semblance of reality. I mean, her options are basketball players, hip-hop, famous people, other famous people.
Actually, she's now
but doing the same thing over and over doesn't shock me. What else is she going to do?
Dude, no. Somebody that works in, like, investment, finance.
Oh, my God. That's been my dream, but I didn't think it could ever happen. I would love for her to just to be with, like, a dude.
Like within the Hollywood circle, connected finance person, but not
a traveling basketball player.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's great. I really didn't watch the series. I feel, you know.
Have you watched in years?
A little bit here and there, but I feel like we know everything, and I do report on it in the show.
I think it's been a huge success.
But I can understand why some people, I'm like, look, it's the kind of thing that if I was like laying around or something and it was on, I probably would watch all eight as I'm doing other things. Like I do.
So you watch for comfort.
I do watch it. Once I get into it, I do like it. I mean, I love their homes and their style and there are some fun stuff. But I also feel like there was no scoop we were going to get because we saw it all on the world.
Well, the same thing happened, you know, at the other show too. I do think they missed the opportunity, which they said they were going to fix, but they clearly didn't, of being way more timely. Like, they're not beholden to cable. Like, they could release an episode days after something happens, but they're not doing it that way. Why? Because they're lazy. It's easier to do things far in advance, and you know what your schedule is going to be like, and it requires less hours doing
it
the way
they did.
Right, and
they did a lot of people, the sleuths that are, you know,
faking things,
caught a lot of reenactments, which they did the very first time.
It's an unscripted show. It's not a reality show.
Right. When Chloe got arrested for her DUI,
yes,
the first season, they reenacted the whole thing, mm-hmm, you know? So we knew that was, you know, whatever. People,
there are
still themselves.
Of realness.
Yes, they're still themselves. They still get in arguments. And they still have fun conversations just being free. So, like, it is what it is.
But they will be studied and probably are already in college courses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The rise and dominance of the Kardashians.
Well, it's just social media. I'm always like, they're, you know, anybody that's making money off of social media today has to thank them.
But it's not even,
they were the first to start that.
It's not even because of social media, I think. All right, I'll give you my it all boils down to Kanye, really briefly. Like, if it were not for Kanye, they would not be who they are today. Did I say this when I was on your show last time? Okay,
no.
I don't buy this rap already.
Oh, it is.
It goes before.
No.
It's father knows best, and it's peeking into rich people's lives.
No, it's Kardashian.
Guys.
You have to think about where they were when Kim started dating Kanye. They were at their lowest low.
Like, no, they
It was right after Kim got married to Chris Humphries, and that lasted a few months. The ratings weren't huge. I wouldn't have been surprised if it didn't last that much longer on E! But Kanye not just elevated Kim Kardashian, he elevated her entire family. She was not an A-lister in 2011. The fashion houses wouldn't lend her clothes. She wouldn't get invited to all of the runway shows.
Yeah, good point.
She would have never been to the Met Gala or on the cover of Vogue magazine. Kanye made Kim an A-lister and turned her career trajectory and that of her entire family around and way up.
But can't you just say that's the sign of the times where people just don't want to participate in this anymore? There's a faction of people that just say, I don't want that. It's gross. I don't want to be famous. I just want to be an actor.
Yes and no,
I just think it's a different day. They're willing participants.
You could still be an old school A-lister without participating. For example, I love music. Look at Dua Lipa. I would say she's an A-lister. She doesn't have to play the game. She's just releasing hit after hit after hit, and she's an A-lister. And, you know, I don't even know what I was getting at.
Well, so. I mean,
I knew you lost it.
I do think when you're talking about where she'd be in like 10 years like Madonna, I think that she's someone that, you know, once she's like in her 80s, I think she'll have had like 7 husbands.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Elizabeth the Taylor.
Four?
No.
Three. The redhead?
She's only had three husbands. She's only had three husbands.
I'm already considering her. She's going to marry Pete.
I think she's going to marry Pete,
obviously.
Too. Obviously. I think they're going to get
married. And they're going to have children. She's going to have at least 2 more. Because she has surrogates. I'm sure she has eggs frozen.
Well, she probably has embryos frozen, which is Kanye's.
She probably has both.
If she has both.
When you have enough money, you can do it all.
I think she's probably smart enough to have done both.
Yes.
So, but I think she also might be smart enough to say, I want to get married and I want to have this another wedding and this love affair, but I'm done having kids. So I wouldn't
she's
be.
Not done.
Okay, I would
she
bet.
She had so many siblings.
If you have to bet, okay, a prediction.
She won't have more than 2. I say she has 2 kids.
I think she's more likely to get married, no kids, and you're saying married and kids.
Married and twins. So that it's not like spaced out.
Mark this prediction. We will see who wins.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Are you watching Real Housewives of Dubai?
Not at all.
What's your scoop on Dubai and chicks going there to do disgusting things for money?
It's bizarre to me because end up in jail.
Who could end up in jail?
The people on the show.
Yeah, because they're very. From my understanding, like, I think the tourists are allowed to drink, but people from Dubai that are natives can't have alcohol.
Okay, so wait. Your understanding,
and if I'm gay, like, I can't really be gay in Dubai. Like, that's not cool.
These people are protected.
Yes, I get that.
Okay.
But if you've crossed the wrong person or the wrong line.
Okay, but Dubai has an image problem, and they know that there. So
Russia has an image problem, and that female basketball player is still in prison there for weed.
Different.
Almost like 5 months now, or 6 months.
Dubai is trying to be something different. Dubai is...
Yeah, but they're still under the Muslim law.
Right.
Well, what I've watched the show, and what... Caroline Stansberry says, who was...
She's British. I know that. Yeah. She was on a different reality show
before. She was walking through Atlantis in a crop top. And she said, a lot of people ask me about, you know, she's like, no, you can wear whatever you want, but it's about respect. So you might want to be more respectful in your clothing, but you can. As of someone who's just living there as an expat, you can. So I'm just saying, I don't know.
I love reality stars that bring it, and professional reality stars. You know, like that chick that you just mentioned.
Caroline.
She's done another show before, so she knows the job, you know?
Yeah.
The job is do whatever it takes to not be boring.
Oh, my gosh. There's this great scene with she and...
Do you have clips? Can we watch?
I don't have any clips, but it's... I think it's...
Captain Clip.
First of all, it's a little hard because, like, okay, there's Caroline, but then there's these 2 black girls, and they look very similar, and then the 2 Persian girls look very similar. I say Persian because one's Lebanese, one, I don't know. But like the girls
diversity.
On the end. Yeah, the diversity is good, but you're learning about all these new people, and I'm just saying it's like, so I can't remember who Caroline had the conversation with. It was one of the Middle Eastern girls, but she has a conversation with her. And it was like, they're sitting there, and she's like, well, you know, when I first met you, you know, one girl goes, you know, Caroline, I didn't think you liked me when you first met me. And she's like, well, I didn't. It's not that I didn't like you. It's just I don't like small talk. So therefore, I just saw you as someone at parties who I didn't want to have small talk with. And then she's like, oh, well, our mutual friends thought that we would really be friendly. And really get along. But when I saw you...
so painful.
When I saw you, Caroline, a lot of people, you know, this... And then Caroline goes, well, I just always thought you're boring. And she goes, well, a lot of people think I'm boring because those people don't receive my attention. So I was like, oh, my God. I was like, who was trying to diss, like... We're so different. Yes, we're so different. But we could get along. But it's just... It's not that I'm a bitch. It's just that I don't partake in people that are beneath. Like, it was so.
Like, that kind of conversation I hate because.
Yeah.
It's storyboarded. Like, you're going to go there and you're going to have a conversation about this. Then you have
how
the
you
unscripted
never liked
conversation.
Each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
and, but it was, the point was, they were both like, I still don't like you. Like, they clearly still don't like each other, and now they're on this fucking show.
You know who I do like, who I would love to see doing American reality TV? One of the best reality TV stars of all time is this British personality. Her name is Gemma Collins. Have you heard of her?
I feel like it's a little familiar, but I don't know her.
Oh, my God. She's brilliant. You all spend after you're done watching and listening, make a mental note. Spend 5 to 10 minutes. Just Google or search on across social media Gemma Collins. She's just like nonstop memes. Like, she's so funny, naturally funny, and just got the. She's reality TV gold. So I would love. I will manifest that for her.
All right.
Maybe and I got to manifest me doing more reality television too.
Do you really even have time?
I would make time.
All right.
Television is what I need to be doing.
What is your thoughts on J-Lo, her halftime show, her relationship?
He dated J-Lo's sister.
Oh, I did a test. I tested for a talk show pilot with the sister way back when.
This was it when we been were like, dating. It was out here.
It would have been like 17 years ago. 17 years ago.
I was dating her during
Linda
that,
Lopez.
And I do recall yes. that.
And J-Lo was the EP,
exactly, yeah.
and it was going to be a younger,
wow.
hipper,
it was like,
more
be
diverse
like a
view.
Talker, viewer, yeah. yeah.
Yes. And they, like, really liked me because I was, like, married mm-hmm. with a kid. And, God, I remember,
that's
like...
showbiz. It just didn't happen.
I remember they're, like, asking me these questions, which I didn't really realize what they were looking for. And they're, like, how do you feel about Arnold Schwarzenegger running for governor? And at the time, I was like, well, if he can keep the entertainment industry here and not have it go to Atlanta, like, maybe it'll be profitable for
what
the state.
What were they trying to get at?
They were trying to, like, see if I was a Republican, I think.
I
and I just was like, oh, and then that was probably, that check it. You know, like, I don't know. I would have pushed. I would have been like, I think it's great. Like, I didn't know what I was supposed to say to get a job.
Yeah.
And anyway, it never went. I didn't get it, but it also didn't go past the pilot stage. But, what did you think about? She said how the mom beat the shit out of them.
Well, as a Latino myself, like, duh, that's really common.
Yeah, I think
I had the shit beat out of me by both my parents.
I think all of us
and my grandparents.
Yeah, and if you grew up in the 70s or early 80s, and if you didn't take a shot from your parents at least once a week, they weren't doing their job. It's just a different day.
It's a different day, and also culturally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be that too.
La chancla, la chancleta, the woman's sandal. Or sometimes if I was real bad, I got my dad's belt.
Yeah.
I got the belt.
Oh, my dad had a paddle collection.
Ooh.
He used to make us pick the
Isn't
paddle he was going to hit us with.
I think him touching my child.
I think actually,
you can't.
No.
I don't have kids, but I wonder how I would. Everyone says
I think once you have the knowledge. Once now we know it's not good. It's not good. It you know we still can strive from it, and we you know, but it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, enough studies have been known. I mean, it's cavemen used to also pull their wives by their hair. Like, you evolve.
I use that line all the time. We are only a couple people away from dragging women out of caves by their hair.
Yeah, yeah.
How much change can you expect everyone to have?
Right.
We are animals. That's what we are.
I went to an all-boy Jesuit school in Miami.
Yes.
And they had a paddle there.
Yeah.
At my school.
Yes.
Wow.
Haven't you ever been hit by your principal? Like, you never went to the principal's office and taken a whack?
I don't think that ever happened to me.
Oh, my God. To me, constantly.
And I don't think it happened regularly, but
regularly for me.
I feel like
oh, wow.
I went to the Catholic school right here, and definitely that was not happening when I was there anymore. Now,
no knuckle cracking or anything like that?
My brothers were, like, 10 years older. They had some stories like that. But by the time I was there...
Miami's a different story.
Absolutely not. Not
I grew up
allowed.
In West Virginia. I'm sure they still beat people there.
Yeah.
I love Jennifer Lopez, though.
Is this her last engagement?
No, but who cares?
No.
Like...
Math says no.
I think the people who hate on her...
There's
are
no
jealous.
Reason.
Jealous.
Yeah.
I don't think there's. I don't think there's many people who hate on her.
Oh, she's gonna get married again or whatever. Who cares?
I love it.
It would be a dream for me to stop dating somebody and then a week later date somebody new that I'm so into. That'd be great. I would fucking dive into somebody new. I would jump. I would run so hard into that.
I go back and forth with this prediction.
What prediction?
I've had this prediction come in and out of my head, and sometimes I'm like, I totally could see it happen. Then I'm like, you're crazy, Heather. That with Kim's 8 marriages I see happening, one will be a brief rekindling with Kanye. I don't know. I go back and forth, but I could almost see it. Like, if
I'll make a different prediction.
If things dip a little, and
I'll
then,
make a different prediction. I don't think she'll get back together with Kanye, but I do think at one point, Kim, whether it be real or just for attention or a combination of both, will date and maybe even marry another woman or a trans man. Dun, dun, dun!
That I say no. That I say
either
no.
one.
But it's all good. Jen Aniston pissed me off the other day.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
What did she do?
Well, she did this interview. And this is always
what
bothers me.
What interview was it?
It was like, I saw her like being interviewed by someone. I can't remember. And she's like, you know, these people are famous for nothing. And they've really diluted, you know, what us actors have done in entertainment. There's so many more people that could be successful. There's so many more streaming things. And, you know, these TikTokers that are suddenly famous or these YouTubers that this makes
she's
me
old.
Crazy. Because I'm
old.
Like, you are such a hypocrite. You know, you did a show with all white people when all white people could have a job on the same show, you know, and that's it. And nobody else could be on it, whatever. And that's not her fault. And I like her and she's successful. But what I don't like about someone like this is like, you're just as thirsty as the rest of us. You're pimping your own products. You're doing
hairline.
Reels. You're doing TikToks. You're doing
Instagram. She's not
Instagram.
Doing any of it. She has somebody do it for
no,
her.
No, but I'm saying, yeah. like, for so long, these people
because
are like,
she wants money.
I won't be yeah. on Instagram. And it's like, okay, I guess I eventually have to do it. And the thing is,
even
that
Johnny Depp is on Instagram and TikTok
right.
now.
Right. And the thing is, when she does it, she does what influencers have to, like, about washing your face. They yeah. do the exact same video. They don't even do it different. They do the videos that people are used to seeing on that platform, which they did not invent. And all I'm saying is that I think it's the same reason when everybody got a podcast. I'm like, can we have one fucking thing? Like,
you know what? It's not even just about age, because yesterday watched an interview with Selena Gomez. She was doing that actors roundtable. So it was her and other people, and she said, yep, I'm not on Instagram. Instagram called me. I'm so much happier when I'm not on social media, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, listen, I think now that I'm almost his age, I have a lot more understanding about life, and I have more compassion for everybody. You know, everybody just wants to have
me. But also I want to say,
but I love that I'm getting
old. But also I want to say, Selena Gomez, it's a luxury not to have to be on social media.
True that.
No way could you and I survive without being on social media, posting 3 times a day, writing back people. It's a whole nother job that is not going away that we have to be part of.
Yep.
So if you are at Selena Gomez level or even like a Justin Bieber, whatever, and you all of a sudden say, I'm done with it. I don't want to be on anymore. I'm not going to be on it. Or even a Pete Davidson, I don't need to be on it. I just married the queen of it.
So you're upset about her not respecting other people's hustle.
Yeah.
That's what it is for you. Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the bottom.
Like, no, it's like hypocritical. It's and just also, like, and I just hate that when people say, you
snobbery.
Know, like, oh, I'm better than you because yeah. I went on auditions and my dad happened to be on a soap and I was able to get an agent.
And was
I had 18 pilots before Friends. Mm-hmm. So you were already in this tiny, tiny hole that they would constantly throw stuff at. I'm the person that went out for these pilots that was first round because I wasn't gonna be in the final round unless I wrote it myself. So I'm like, you had it already so fucking easy. And then you got in the show and we saw that you were talented. But just to get there, you had it so easy. So like to then bag on people that are making that are a star in Oklahoma being a TikTok. Thank God they have this opportunity. And it's not just down to this tiny, tiny elite group of people.
You have to remember, she's been, and I'm not making excuses for her. I think it's lame. I think elitism, snobbery, it's hypocritical. It serves nobody. She's not better than me in anything.
Right.
We're equals.
I agree.
She's not better than anybody watching or listening right now. She might think she is, The thing is, though, that she's been an A-plus lister
right
now for 30-plus
Why
years.
Is she doing this stuff?
Because you can never have enough money.
And you like and you like being relevant. And she's known for her hair, so she's great. She used to have this other company, Living Proof. She left Living Proof something. Now
and
this
she's
is
the
maybe
smart
she
water.
Wasn't the full owner of it, and now they're doing the Kylie Jenner product where created all yourself, own 100%.
And Courtney's
so this,
got her
this
home
hair
care
stuff
line
is her 100%.
Mm. Courtney does sprays for your house and all of that.
So
is
anyway,
there a product that you would like to release that you haven't yet?
You know, I mean, people, we've thought about stuff like that. And like, yeah, if something came, but like, I only have so much time. And like, it was funny because we were watching Hacks. You're watching Hacks.
We were watching
Hacks. I freaking love it, right? So, and my son is like, wait, what does this lady do? I'm like, she's like me, but she's like 25 years older, maybe 20 years older than me. And she's like, did it. And I go, and she's just, you know, I'm talking about what's going on in season two. And he's like, oh, so is this your dream, Mom? And I'm like, no, this is my dream. Aww. I'm sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. I love what I do. You're home helping me. We're watching. Like, honestly, it's not that. And I kind of realized I didn't have that like crazy ambition. I won't turn anything down. But it's, I think there's people in my field that are like, I have to get that daytime talk show, or I have to get that movie or that Oscar, or I have to have $100 million in the bank, or whatever their vision of like success is. And I'm just so.
Well, you have a healthy response to it. And
yeah.
I think most of the people that want those things, it usually comes from an unhealthy place, or it comes from some sort of, they weren't getting some sort of attention in their life. And when you've come to that full reality of, this is great. Like, let me just sit down for a second. I'm enjoying my life. Sure. Give me that deal where I could make an extra $100 million so I could put a wing on the house. You know,
right,
that would
be
fantastic. But just getting there, that's the goal.
I think. I'm very happy.
I'm more shocked by a Jennifer Aniston that would say anything and would go ahead and promote something, because I know how much syndication money there is. She's rich beyond our imagination.
Oh, yeah.
That's what just blows my mind.
No,
this seems small to me.
Very few people are calling her out, but I will, because I don't give a shit. I'm not going to be the new host of Ellen. I heard that she was asked to replace Ellen.
Oh, that's a good scoop.
Who told me that? Someone on my show told me that. We talked about it on the show, yeah. That she was up for it. And I'm like, she should have taken it.
No, I'm glad she didn't, because it would have flopped. She doesn't have the personality for that.
Well, and maybe that's also true. If you don't need the money, the hunger's not there. And that's the other thing in hiring someone to be a talk show host. I remember this one executive told me, he's like, you don't want someone so rich or so famous because they're not going to fight for it. And it is a hard job. Mm-hmm. You want to get them at the right level of their career where they can bring an audience, but they also will stay there for 10 years. And
Jennifer Hudson has a talk show that's going to be premiering
I think
this
that's
fall.
A great idea.
I don't know if she has the personality for it.
Well, I think they realized with the success of Kelly Clarkson, you know, I was just walking.
Yeah, but Drew Barrymore is barely struggling along. I don't think it's going to last yet another season, the Drew Barrymore show.
Well, it's definitely got picked up for another season.
Yes, but I think they're doing it differently. They're doing like 2 half-hour episodes. It's bizarre. They've kind of turned the model on its head. So it's not an hour-long show anymore. It's 2 half-hour episodes. And they also had to like cut corners and trim costs and get rid of people. Anyways, I would.
But with Kelly Clarkson, I think the reason they pursued Jennifer is the singing.
Because it worked for her. But
the singing, I think the singing is really nice. Like literally, I was just watching by the Kelly Clarkson show and she was just singing like some song from The Weekend. And I'm like,
but she's just
like,
such
she's
a great
so
conversationalist
good. Yeah.
too. It's
and
not
she's
just
so,
the singing.
She's so like, you know, relatable. It was a perfect fit for her. She was the perfect person they could have picked for daytime in this era. But I think Jennifer could do good too. But like the Tamara Hall, that didn't do well.
No.
Because she was,
I liked her. I like her though.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's also weird with all the podcasts and stuff. I think people want to hear what they want to hear. And so it's a very specific audience that's still at home at 2 p.m. that are going to watch this show.
And does anybody even watch TV, really? It's like Kelly does well because the singing, the clips could do well on social media.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know?
The singing is amazing.
Here's a little something people may not know about me. I'm extremely cheap.
I knew that.
I'm extremely cheap, but sometimes
you're very generous, though. That's well, not
I'm very
true.
Generous, but also like I'm a big impulse buyer with cheap things.
Okay,
I won't buy expensive things. I watch a lot of YouTube. That's what I watch. So I was watching a YouTube video, and there was an ad just before the video about, do you feel tired? Caffeine is a lie.
Yeah.
It promised to give you, it'll give you energy, but it gives you anxiety and this and that. I'm like, I'm trying to cut back on caffeine. So the thing they were trying to sell me, I'm like, oh, that's too expensive. So then I went on Amazon and bought a cheap version of what they were trying to sell me, which I don't know if you've heard about this. They now have a mushroom drink that's like coffee.
Cha-chingo. They were going to be a sponsor of our podcast.
I don't know what it is.
It's fantastic. I had it yesterday morning, not this morning. But
is it like a white mushroom or something?
I don't know.
It's a mushroom based.
Yeah.
I just bought it. I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm so excited to try it.
It's so great with coffee and a little creamer.
You put it in your coffee?
Uh-huh. Well, you can make it different ways. You could do iced coffee as well.
No, but the whole point is to not have the caffeine.
No, I need the caffeine.
Well, I know, but I want to try it because I want to cut back on coffee. Anyways.
Do you watch, are you watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I am not watching. I don't watch any television.
What do you think of these ladies? I know you know them because I went to your birthday party.
Yeah, I know.
Years ago when you had a blue party, do you remember?
My blue ball.
Yes, and we all, and that was like the first.
But half of those ladies aren't even on the show anymore, or more than half.
I remember Kyle was there. Kyle, Camille.
I feel like she's my aunt too. I knew her before she was famous because she is Paris and Nikki's aunt.
Were you invited to Paris's wedding?
No. Were you?
No.
No.
I know.
What was I going to say?
You guys feel like you were slighted a little bit by this?
I do.
You do, right?
I mean,
she invited a bunch of influencers that she barely knew, and I've known that bitch for 15 years.
I think that, I mean, you named yourself after her.
I know. But I've eclipsed her now.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Do you like her husband?
I don't know anything about him. I didn't watch that reality show.
Some people watch the reality show and they are not feeling good about it. But I think that's just
I think opposites attract, you know? And it takes a certain kind of man to put up with and deal with Paris Hilton and everything that comes with her.
Right, yeah.
So I'm happy that she's going to have her babies soon. But I love the whole concept of housewives because it's contrary to traditional media, which is old is not good.
Yeah.
It's all about young. And I love that these women in their 40s and 50s are TV stars.
But I think I think society in general has embraced nostalgia so much. When you look at like music and television shows, Stranger Things, when you look at the music that's really popular right now, it's older stuff, it's comfortable stuff.
Well, I'm ready and for my comeback.
I'm really shocked, back to Paris Hilton, like why they wouldn't include you more in that sort of world, because you are somewhat of a comfort. All of these people, not these so much, but when you look at some of the actors that have been on it, they're comfortable. They're inviting.
I'm not on TV, honestly, I think, because I don't know why. I think streamers would be more daring than like cable. They're a bunch of pussies, so they're beholden to advertisers. So
I
would understand they're afraid of having me on because of my past.
But you've given away the cow. I mean, you've done so much online. There's no mystery. There's no mystique.
Trust me, you have no idea what I'm capable of.
7 years of you. I know everything about you.
Oh, my God. I just had an old flashback of you.
Yeah.
When you were on Posh Spice,
Victoria
Beckham's had a reality show.
It's like a limited one season series when she was coming to America.
Yes. And she's like, I'm meeting this blogger who writes all his stuff out of a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I think that was like the first time we saw you. Was that your first
thing? One of the first things, yeah. I loved that because even though she was calling me out, so to speak, I just am a big Spice Girls fan. So that was such a dream come true. I'm still a Spice Girls fan. I'm an idea person. I wish I had all of the connections and all of the hundreds of millions of dollars.
But you've had them before and you blew most of it on these shitty ideas. So
this is a good idea.
Here comes a shitty idea.
No, this
everybody.
Is a great idea. This is one of the best
ideas. Buckle in.
This is one of the best ideas I've ever had.
All right.
So I would say, and you would probably agree that
we'll
Adele's career is not as hot as it was a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Her likability has taken a hit for many reasons. So I would think it would be smart for Adele to do something to turn those things around. I think she should commit to a 6-month world tour with the Spice Girls, and she could take Victoria Beckham's place.
That's a brilliant idea.
It would be fun, sure.
Adele is a huge Spice Girls fan, so it would be one of her childhood dreams
come
true.
Honestly, that is the worst idea
I've
ever heard.
No, that's brilliant. Listen, that's brilliant.
As long as Adele wants to come back, not be dick whipped by her boyfriend, and commit to what she has agreed to do at Caesar's Palace, she will be just fine.
Thank you.
I'm surprised that they haven't announced new dates yet.
He wants everyone to get in front of everything, in front of every controversy. It can be cured by doing this or that. I'm like, you're Adele. You're talented. I don't need to see behind the curtain. As a matter of fact, I love Mystique. It's underrated.
And also, it's like, I think that, you know, from what I heard of why
neither
she canceled it.
Neither of you are gay men, obviously.
But she, you know, didn't like the way the show was, or she felt like she didn't have all these, or they wanted special effects, or she didn't need special effects. I'm like, you don't need anything. You need to come out in a gorgeous gown with your perfect face.
That was the weird thing. She could have done that.
And just sing. Like, like literally, you don't need dancing cupcakes in
the back.
There's
more to that
story,
but this is when you start to lose it at this level of celebrity, when you start to buy in all of this stuff. My favorite Adele show that I ever went to, she did the one here in L.A. the night before they were going to announce the tour.
Right.
There was no stage, nothing. There was a microphone.
I saw her at the Hotel Cafe.
Cafe, right. But this was still Adele level. She was Adele still, like the big Adele. She walked out there with the microphone. She told a couple little jokes. She cackled like Adele does, and it's one of my favorite Adele. Yeah, she could have done that in Vegas, and everybody would have been happy, especially coming out of pandemic.
She's so fascinating for so many reasons, but like, because on one hand, she's such an artist, but even people that you love and are such artists can also still be human, you know, and superficial. Like, one of the things that I loved about very early Adele, the first tour and a half, or the first two tours, she used to play the guitar. And she stopped because she's like, oh, they're bad for my nails. Like, I can't play them with long nails. And she would rather have long nails than play the guitar in her concert. And I think that's so dumb. Like, why would you not want to show that versatility that you can, or just have like an intimate moment where you put the band away and it's just you and your guitar?
And how do you feel about once she lost the weight?
I think that's one of the other reasons why she lost her likability a bit, her relatability. Not for everybody, clearly, but I think some people, they are like, oh, I prefer Fat Adele.
Do you feel like they, like people that identified with her, like we have similar bodies and we both are gorgeous, that when she got thin, it was like, I have this pressure to also be thin and you've abandoned us?
It's not even that. It's more of like, ugh, Adele's gone Hollywood. She lives in LA and she's so Hollywood now. I think. I could be reading into it, but.
How do you think she lost the weight?
Working out twice a day, which I did back in the day. You know, there was a period where people thought I was anorexic. I wasn't anorexic. I was eating enough, but I was also working out twice a day. If you work out twice a day, you're going to get amazing results. But who the fuck has time to work out twice a day for a long, for forever? Unless you're getting paid and you're a professional, you're not going to do that. I wish I had the time. I would. Oh my God, I loved my body. I loved how I looked when I was working out twice a day. Sickening. I had the best abs. Oh my God. But now I've got 3 kids and I don't have time for that. I barely have time for my one a day, but I do it.
Good. Good for you. Well, this was super fun. Thank you so much.
Thank
I had a blast.
You.
Tell everybody where they, if they don't know, how they can listen and follow.
We have a podcast. It's called The Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris
Booker. I wanted to change the name of because I wanted to be more inclusive. It's like our show.
Let's get her opinion on this. Should we change the name?
To include a white straight man?
No. Who cares about me?
And also to help us with searchability, with discovery.
It's not even that. He has this thing about himself that people don't like him.
A lot.
He said, if we just had a name, Juicy Scoop, if we were just that, and Perez Hilton's on it, more people may listen. And I'm like, but you're the knowledge, you're the show.
No, whatever.
What do you think? Should he change it to not be him?
I don't think he changed it.
I don't either.
You don't change it.
We've been doing it for 7 years.
Yeah, there's no
I did have someone say when I first started Juicy Scoop, you shouldn't call it that. You should call it like Heather's Hollywood or whatever. And I kind of for like the first 2 years sort of regretted not calling it Heather McDonald so that my name would be more famous because the podcast is so good. And like Heather Dubrow has a podcast and, you know, and it's the name. But then I realized, no, Juicy Scoop is great for that reason because it's Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. It's like I have almost like two names.
Tells you
but
what
sometimes
the show
I feel
is
like
too.
Juicy Scoop is more recognizable than Heather McDonald, but whatever.
I think all of that
but
doesn't mean anything.
Known,
just be good.
You've been known as Paris Hilton for 20 years, so like I would keep it as it is.
Yeah. I think good is good. It doesn't
so
matter.
You can
what
listen
it's
to our show at PerezPodcast.com or you can watch us on YouTube. Which I prefer.
Don't do that. That's a waste of time. Just listen to the show. Download it. It's good. There you go. And watch
well,
this.
This is on YouTube as well.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not talking
yes.
about your show. I'm talking about our
you can watch
show.
Ours on my at Perez Hilton YouTube channel. I like it because there's more content. He edits our audio show and he cuts out so much.
Yeah. All the
stuff I think
parts.
Is good. They're not boring.
Very boring.
People that like
we
us
want
to hear
we had more to talk
all.
About, but whatever. The show's over.
Listen, we can keep going.
I love you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Bye.
Thank you.
And remember, you guys, for upcoming dates in the fall and all my adorable merch that you're asking about, it's all at heathermcdonald.net, along with joining Patreon. Thank you.